Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
So if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. Hope you had a good day at work. If you're just ducking into the car right now, wondering, okay, the heat is on from the morning, so do I put the AC on now? Or do I just roll the windows and let the heat out? Talking about bullying. And usually I do this show once a year, just about this time of the year. Sometimes I wait until after spring recess. But have you or your children been the victim of bullying? And in recent years, have you had to take it to school administrators? And the question is, have they taken it seriously, or did you feel like you got blown off? And then sometimes it happens that, and this is not a slam on teachers. I love teachers, okay? Teachers are great. My lady has a master's in education. She was a teacher for a while. So sometimes, however, a teacher can be a bully, and it's not a lot of fun. It's a very unfair power dynamic, but there are some people who may have made a bad career choice, but it is what it is. And, you know, on the one hand, you don't want your kid to feel like the world is going to be a fair place. You don't want your kid to feel as though the kid has to complain every time things don't go his or her way. On the other hand, as an adult, you can't be involved in bullying behavior. You can't do it. It's not welcome on the job. It's not welcome in social interactions. And then sometimes I think people who are unable to bully when they're grown-ups, I think they engage maybe in some passive-aggressive behavior, which allows them to get their bullying out, but kind of while wearing sheep's clothing, if you know what I'm saying. So have you or your kids been involved in a bullying situation? And I will be brutally honest with you. I was involved as a victim of bullying when I was in elementary school because I was fat. And once I grew up and thinned out and muscled up, there was a time, once only, where I was a bully along with five guys I knew toward a kid for about a couple of months in junior high school. And when we were taken to task by the assistant principal of Benjamin Franklin Junior High, the late Terry Smirka, I felt miserable for what we had done to the kid, and it never happened again. And it wasn't like punching him or being physically abusive to him. It was verbal abuse, and we just weren't very nice to him. And it was a good lesson, you know. It was a good lesson to learn. But, I mean, if you do have a child who is overweight or a child with a physical deformity or perhaps a birth defect, I can't imagine what you must go through, especially in the early, early years when to a kid everything, you know, everything is new and everything is different. I mean, the first time you were a kid and you saw a little person, it was obviously a unique situation. And it's almost like you can't help but staring because there you are, a kid, and you see a grown-up who is shorter than you are. And it's kind of a novel thing the first time you see a human being with that particular condition. But it is one that as you mature and grow up, you understand you cannot judge somebody based on a medical situation or anything like that. And you oughtn't. And it can be very painful if you do. 803-0930. And I'll tell you, I feel worse about being a bully than I ever did about being bullied. That made more of an effect on me than anything I can think of. It was a good learning experience, but you know, I regret being involved in that particular group, even though it was a very short period of time. I don't like the fact that I did that when I was in junior high school. You know, we all have our regrets, and that's one of mine. Let's go back to the calls. I would much rather have friends than enemies. This point in my life, my friends and my loved ones are everything to me. And I could always do with more friends. I don't need enemies. I don't need them. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of time. It's just a waste of all that is good. Let's go to Tom, or actually, who's next? It is Tom in Cheektowaga. Tom, you've had experiences with bullying, and go ahead.
Hey, Tom. When I was small, when I was little in grammar school, I was a large boy. I mean, I was tall and big. So, of course, I had my share of bullying. Eventually, it got to a point where I lashed out, never had the problem again. But once me and my wife started to have our children and I realized how even tougher it was as they're going through school, especially nowadays with media and everything else and social media, all of my boys have all gone through karate classes. They all have their belts. They're all able to protect themselves. But the thing I stressed to them was words are words. They can't hurt you. If everybody laughs, just walk away. You still have your core friends. Let them be the foolish ones, but nobody ever touches you. And eventually it did come to fruition at the high school level. My one son was getting picked on, and the kid just kept, like, they'd walk by at lunch and bump his back, make him spill his milk or whatever he was doing. And after a while, he just kind of got fed up. He got up, and he picked the kid up, flipped him right on top of the lunch table, flattened him right there. So, of course, I get the call, come into school, and they told me, well, your son told you or told us that you said it was all right for him to do that. And I said, did he start the fight? Well, no, he didn't. Did this boy touch him? Well, yes, he did. Then my son did the right thing, and that's what I told him. Well, you can't tell your children to do that. And I said, I can tell my children anything I'd like. And I always tell them, no one touches you.
Your son used a reasonable amount of force necessary to deal with what he reasonably believed was or was about to be a physical attack upon himself.
That's what I told him. They wanted to suspend him. And I said, look, I go, he was protecting himself. That's all that matters. And I tell all of them, I said, I will defend you to the high ends of heaven and earth as long as you did not start the fight. As long as you're protecting yourself, I don't care what happened, I will be there to protect you. And that's what I told them. It had to go almost to the school board before they decided not to suspend him.
Wow. And did your son, was your son able to produce corroborating witnesses, preferably those who are adults, to back his version of the story?
Oh, there was a couple teachers that were watching, you know, all the time when it would happen to him, when he'd get bumped. And then one would walk over, hand him a napkin, not say anything about the other kid doing it. And I tolerated it for a little while, but then that was it. That was the final straw. And I said, enough's enough. Either you're going to do something about this kid, or my son will.
So what was the upshot? What happened after?
Or anything I could do, my son took care of it. Never touched him again. Nobody else wanted any part of my son either after that.
Yep.
And every child after it, all of my other boys after it, they all know. And their friends and their siblings all know, don't mess with them.
Yeah. Well, a message was sent, an example was given, and it's funny how the kid grapevine works. I mentioned earlier in elementary school being bullied because I was fat until like the sixth grade when I got taller and thinner and stronger, and the best fighter in the whole school was amused by my strength and said, I want you to pick me up over your head and spin me around. And there I am. I'm picking this guy up, spinning him around on top of my head, and everybody's looking at me like, are you really doing this to the best fighter in the school? And what people didn't know is he wanted me to do it. And from that day forward, it was like a totally different world.
It is. It's funny how things work out sometimes.
Yeah, it really is. And the funniest part about it is it wasn't a fight. He just wanted to be spun around. But anyway, and that's probably where I wrecked my shoulders way back when. Thank you very much for the phone call, sir. Good to hear from you. I wonder how many other parents have kids enrolled in martial arts, which I strongly would recommend to anybody. And the hope, of course, is that you never have to use them. And if you are familiar with martial arts, whether it is, karate or judo or something real serious, not that those aren't, but like Krav Maga, you also have an increased obligation because of your training and your ability to hurt to walk away whenever possible until such time as you can walk no further and you have to defend yourself. Sometimes having that kind of skill and that kind of training, it can be almost a hamstringing of yourself because you know the damage you can do and you don't want to do it to somebody. And I'm pretty sure every sensei in the area who teaches probably would say the same thing in your dojo. Back to the calls, talking about bullying. Have you ever had to deal with bullying either, as yourself when you were growing up or as the parent of a kid being bullied? And your call is welcome. And I'd really like to know if you're a parent or maybe a younger person, if you've had to deal with online or cyber bullying. I mean, as grown-ups, we get into stupid social media fights with people, and they're regrettable, and they're stupid, and we're grown-ups, and we should know better. But for children, especially if they are the subject of a gang of other kids spreading nasty rumors, and they're 10 or 12 years old or maybe even younger, that can really hurt, and it can really mess somebody up. Let's go back to the calls. Next up, we have Frank in beautiful Holland, New York. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Hey there. Of course, it's not just physical bullying. Of course, like you said, it can be, social bullying like you're talking about.
Like, shunning. Shunning is another form of bullying where somebody is shunned.
Right. Well, I had to deal with being bullied or they attempted to bully me, Board of Education members trying to bully me and the advocacy efforts that I was doing. And they literally went to such efforts as to hire attorneys fraudulently to audit a group I was with. And the lengths to which these Board of Education members would go so that they wouldn't be exposed to other stuff was amazing. And they spent school money to do it.
So
they were proven wrong.
So am I to presume that this involved perhaps your being a critic of the school district in question?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
I mean, I'm sure people in Holland know exactly what's going on. I find myself in the dark.
It was years ago, and their attempt failed miserably. But by their bullying efforts, they really hurt volunteerism in our community. I mean, they really did. When they attack volunteers and they attack things like that and they go to such lengths as to hire attorneys and spend tens of thousands of dollars to do it, and then they're proven that their claims were false. And so it's not just kids. It can be adults. And I was a parent of two kids in the district. And yes, it needs to be squashed. And I used education and communication, public education, to squash it.
Well, there is also a phenomenon known as gang stalking. Now, some people think gang stalking is only in the realm of tinfoil hats and paranoid schizophrenics, but there certainly are enough case studies about gang stalking among normal, everyday schmoes that I have to give some credibility to some of the reports about gang stalking, and this involves grown-ups who do what they do for all kinds of nefarious reasons.
Well, they actually created a group that was, and they used the titles. I mean, you talk about sheep or wolves in sheep's clothing. It was little old ladies, and they were in a political motivated stance, and it was election season and everything. They created a group that literally would send out false information. And so it's just not just adults. It's not just kids that get bullied. And you just really got to compose yourself and don't fight back on the same measure. Fight back with communication and get your peers around you to understand.
Yep. Educate them and tell the truth. And hopefully your truth is stronger than their lies. And I'm glad you called and dealt with that situation. And yeah, I mean, if you're a grown up and you've had to deal with bullying, it happens. Well, David is off serving the country in the United States Army. And I'm sitting here on my half moons. And yeah, I thought David was going to run for Congress, but I'm wrong again. And you've still got, I think, three standout candidates for NY27. Stefan Mihailu, who has yet to announce. Beth Parlato, who actually lives in the district. And State Senator and veteran Rob Ort. Three very strong candidates in NY27 for whom I could vote without any reservation whatsoever if I lived in the district. But I'm sorry David isn't running, but David's got to do what is best for David Bellavia, which, of course, would be being stuck with me on the radio until the end of his working days are through. It is 4:39. The word, the cash code word this hour is victory. Hey, Phil, would you text it just so I make sure that the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cash code that you still get in on it. Victory is the cash code word, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Victory. And you text that word to 72881, and you may very well, you could possibly, conceivably, win $1,000 in the WBEN National Cash Code Contest. The word is victory. There is no cash code word in the 5 o'clock hour, so... sorry about that. If you win, though, you have to buy me a SoCo on the Rocks. Actually, kind of funny. We're going to get back to the topic momentarily. The topic is bullying. Have you had to deal with bullying either as a kid or as a grown-up with your kids or maybe as a grown-up on the job? The phone number is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So, yeah, we're at Strikers on Saturday night, and... I'm blessed because I've got so many friends around me and so many people I know, and people were coming up who listened to the show who wanted to say hi, which is always cool. And I was going to buy a drink for a gentleman at the end of the bar I thought I recognized. Before I could buy the drink, the bartender came over and said, "The gentleman over there," and points in that direction, "wants to buy you a drink." And I said, "Well, I guess you can count me in. I'll take a Southern Comfort on the Rock." So I immediately reciprocate. And I say, "Well, would you please back that gentleman up whatever he's drinking?" So I paid and went back to the table with my friends. And then the bartender came over and said, "The gentleman for whom you bought the drink wanted to know if you sent the drink to the right person." And I'm thinking to myself, "Well, you pointed in that direction. I just got..." So I said, "Of course I did, with respect." And I don't know. Maybe I made another friend out of it. I hope I made another friend out of it. But I still don't know who actually sent the drink. I'm at a loss. But anyway, it was a pleasure buying the drink for the gentleman I thought I knew, but I guess I didn't. It is 4:41 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Poor guy sitting there minding his own business, and I don't know. I kind of felt like a dork, and then I kind of had a good feeling. Let's get back to the calls. Bill in Williamsville. Bill, talking about bullying, and have you had to deal with it?
Tom, always a pleasure. As growing up, I had great parents, so that, and we had, there was a lot of siblings. Like six other brothers. So going through the school system, we were known very well as a close family and close brothers. So I didn't experience it. I had a younger brother that did, and we took care of things. And that's what I would say as far as that.
Could you explain, like, you took care of things? What happened, and then what was the counterpunch, I may presume?
Well, it was mostly due to ignorance in the matter that they didn't quite know who they were dealing with, if I can kind of say that.
And what kind of behavior did they engage in before they knew with whom they were dealing?
Well, you know, like my brother, he was a heavier kid. Big kid, but heavier. So that type of thing, verbal and, you know, pushing, shoving, that type of thing. But then when they finally were, I don't want to say black hat, but that type of close-knit, there was, you just, wow, I really apologize. Let me buy you a house. Let me, you know what I mean? That type, it was just, you didn't kind of mess with the brothers, and that you just didn't do it. We were boxers. We were a close-knit family, great parents. And my parents always said, you know, never lay a hand on anybody. My mom used to say, if a girl hits you, do not hit her back unless she hits you again. If she keeps hitting you, knock her on her ass.
Oh, never. Never, ever, ever. I never, never, ever, ever, ever punch a woman. She can be clawing your eyes out. Never punch a woman.
But just saying that... you know, we had a reputation that you just, not that we were bullied, I've mentioned it before to people and friends. I said, where are the guys that stepped in for the bullies? And that's what we did. If there was somebody being bullied, myself, my brothers, whatever, we'd step in and say, listen, you know, we jack them up a little bit and kind of, you know, make them aware of the situation, and then they wouldn't bully the kid anymore. And you know, we gained a lot of friends doing that. And I think that's what we've lost these days, is that type of, you know, camaraderie with, whether it be the big football kid that takes care of the little kid, this and that. And that's what we need. We need more of that.
Well, actually, you're right. And in fact, that is something that they teach kids today. If you see bullying, step up and defend the person being bullied, preferably verbally. Tell the bully that that kind of behavior is not appreciated and you're not going to tolerate it. I used to take the more diplomatic approach. If a friend of mine was being bullied and I knew the bully, I would say, hey, Jim, can I talk to you for a second? You know, there's this one kid, and his name is such and such, and he's in your such and such class, and he's a friend of mine, and if you could just lay off of him, I'd be really appreciative of it. And that always seemed to work.
Yep, exactly. My sister, now I had one sister out of all the siblings. There was only one, and me and I've had many people over the years say, oh, my God, how did your sister ever... I said, what are you kidding? The princess? She was the princess. But she did have a tough time dating, because a lot of guys were like, whoa, I didn't know you were so-and-so, and, you know, this and that. So just in the fact, and again, we were not bullies. We just, my parents would have come down on us like thunder, but
There's a difference between being a bully and knowing how to handle yourself and being a good street fighter.
Absolutely. That's what my parents did. They were great, great people.
Actually, Jack Ruby used to do that all the time. The guy who shot Oswald on national TV on, what, November 24th, 1963. His sister, they lived in a very tough Jewish neighborhood in Chicago, and the streetcar used to drop them off. And for a while, Jack Ruby's sisters were insulted and harangued by neighborhood toughs. So Jack Ruby, as diminutive but as husky as he was, used to meet them at the corner and would serve as their bodyguard on the way back to their home. And needless to say, after a few run-ins with Jack Ruby, the local toughs got the message that he was not to be messed with.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. Get together, stand together, and that's what it's about. Be strong.
All right. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the phone call. Have you had to deal with bullying, either when you were growing up or because your kids are being bullied? And one of the things, I thought we would get some calls, honestly, from people whose kids are being bullied now, but maybe their kid responded to the bully and their kid and not the bully got in trouble. I mean, Phil, you can remember calls the last time we did this like a year or so ago, and it seemed to be the case where, well, like the one caller we had whose son took karate or whatever, it seems to be the case that the bully starts stuff, and then the victim finally says, well, enough of this stuff, and decks the bully, and the once bullied kid becomes the object of the suspension or the disciplinary action, and the bully actually skates. I thought we might have some calls like that, but I mean, fundamentally, wanted to do this topic because every year, you know, you get the handouts, the flyers, or the student handbooks from the various schools that we have, and it is promised to you as a parent that a school or a school district takes the subject of bullying seriously. And as I mentioned earlier, these days, it isn't just the physical or in-your-face bullying situation. It's not just that. It is what happens 24/7 online. And it's not like the old days where kids would pass a note around. You know, so-and-so is such-and-such. Ha-ha-ha, he-he-he. Now, anybody can just set up a fake Facebook or Twitter account and make your kid's life a living hell. And it's difficult, you know, when somebody is talking poop or somebody is spreading rumors about you as a grown-up, I mean, it can get you upset, but it's not going to it should not cause you nightmares, I mean, under most ordinary circumstances. But when you're a kid, you really don't have that wealth of experience and that wealth of strength upon which and from which to draw. It's a new experience for you. And I'm kind of wondering if, as a parent, it is your experience that the school districts are equipped and ready, willing, and able to deal not just with the bullying that takes place in or around the school, but also the stuff that takes place on social media platforms, which I have to imagine affects a lot of kids and a lot of parents in our listening area. I mean, that could be very painful as a parent to look online and see these horrible things that you know to be untrue written about your child. And if it's tough on you, it's probably 1,000 times tougher on your kids. And in the old days, we were all told, well, bullying is a part of life, and you're going to have to learn how to stand up to bullies, you're going to have to deal with bullies, and it's a good toughening up experience. And in some respects, I don't disagree with that. However, this online stuff is relatively Wild West, New Frontier stuff, and the dynamics have changed now to the point where it's like the victim who too frequently becomes the object of discipline and the perpetrator walks. Let's get right back to the calls because I don't like keeping people on hold for long periods of time. That's why I like to get your voice on the radio. Here's Chris in Cheektowaga. Chris, welcome.
How you doing? Which truck stop are you going to be at? Because if you
Well, I try to keep that on the down low, sir. I wouldn't want untoward rumors to be circulating.
Driving tractor trailer in the early 80s, they were in every rest area, every truck stop, under every truck, and every truck. I mean, it was disgusting.
Well, you call it disgusting. Some of us called it tuition.
Tuition.
I'm just putting myself through medical school, sir, really. Hey, what's on your mind?
You know how many times I heard that. But my son was being bullied. My son was a big kid. He wasn't fat or nothing like that. But when he was 11, he was 6'8". He was 5'8". So, and people would try to antagonize him because he was such a big kid. And it was happening on the bus. It wasn't happening anywhere else on the bus. I won't tell the school district, but they wouldn't do anything about it. You know, whatever. He's a big kid. He can take care of himself. Well, I didn't teach him to fight. You know, I didn't want him to fight. And because he's being such a big kid, you know, he could hurt somebody. So he was always a passive, and he's still to this day a real passive person. He's 6'7" now.
Jeez.
And, I got so sick of him coming home crying, and even his sister would back it up because they were pretty much the same age. But one day I just lost it. I followed him on the bus and walked right behind him. And I go, which one is it? And he pointed to this one kid, and I just got 6 inches away from his face. And I started screaming at him like that, drill sergeant who just passed away on, you know, the one in the movies. And I just started ripping this kid a new one. And the kid, I mean, he must have crapped his pants, literally. And I embarrassed him. The bus driver got up and said, you can't do that. I said, I can, because this is my son, and you guys aren't doing anything about it. Never had a problem after that.
Whoa. So you whipped out your best Lee Ermey.
Is that his name?
I think if we're talking about the same guy, Lee Ermey, yeah.
Yeah, I did, pretty much.
Wow.
And cuffs at him. I did all my best. I didn't drop any F-bombs because I know that's not cool. And he never got hassled ever since after that. Actually, he started making friends.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. Because you had tried to go through normal channels, you had tried the by-the-book approach, and you got zero results, who could possibly blame you for doing what you did? You didn't lay hands on the kid,
nope.
And you didn't use profanity toward the kid. You did, however, make your point emphatically clear to the point where you believe it is a possibility that the young man may have soiled himself.
And I'm sure he pretty much didn't like that I didn't brush my teeth yet and had coffee breath. So that was about 5-6 inches away, right from his nose. And so that probably scared him, too.
Wow. And you didn't get any call from the kid's parents after that?
I was expecting the troopers to show up and the sheriffs to show up and all that stuff. So I was prepared because it was on my day off. And I was just waiting for him to show up.
Had your lawyer on speed dial.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks. Thanks for the call.
No problem, Brian.
803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, we don't have a cash code word in a 5 o'clock hour, but I hope you'll stay listening to News Radio 930 WBEN. In addition to this, I'll whip out another topic. Excuse me. I'll whip out another topic in the 5 o'clock hour, and I'm still trying to figure out which truck stop, Phil.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.